Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. It's been a pretty sad 24 hours in Rugby League. Obviously the passing of Paul Green, devastating news. Obviously the news broke yesterday afternoon and, you know, like I normally do, I went to jump behind the microphone and I sort of thought, you know what, I might just sit for, you know, 24 hours or so and just have a listen to what the people have to say. Obviously Paul Green, you know, I was pretty young when he retired from his footy, and I remember him playing. I remember, you know, the old tapes, watching him play for the Sharkies and stuff. But I sort of thought, you know what, I'd love to sit back and I'd love to listen to the stories and everything that will be told by the guys that took the field with him and the guys that spent a lot of time with him. And, you know, I obviously got to experience the vast majority of his coaching career, followed that very closely. But I'll tell you what, I'm very glad that I just sat on my hands for a couple of hours. Obviously, I had no idea once again, but, you know, he obviously coached Kempe as well in reserve grade. So I'm really looking forward to sitting down with Kempe on Monday and, you know, picking his brain about Paul as well. I mean, we heard, I watched the Matty John show last night, and the boys, you know, all of the panel, three of the four had played with him, obviously. Gordy had played with him as the Broncos. Hindy played with him at the Eels and Fletch played with him at the Sydney Roosters. So it was interesting to hear the boys talk about Paul Green and tell a couple of stories and a couple of things that really stood out for me that I had no idea about. And as I said, I'm really glad that I sat on my hands for a while because it allowed me to read and hear all these stories about Paul Green that I had no idea about. I think the one that stands out for me, I think it was Matty Johns and Fletch that told it last night, that he was the first guy to bring the, you know, the dump in the Gatorade on the head of the coach after the grand final to rugby league. And he actually set it up in the week leading up to it. He'd rang Gatorade and said, hey, we're going to do this like in American sports. How much money will you give us? And I think Fletch said that they got $10,000 or something for it. And then it became like an iconic thing moving forward. And then, of course, what would it have been 15 years later? 15 odd years later, of course, he gets it dumped on him as the winning coach of the 2015 Cowboys. So I just... unbelievable stuff, these stories that you just never hear. From what the boys were saying, a very blunt character, even when he was playing. Obviously, when he was coaching, quite a blunt character. But even when they were playing, you know, he said that he'd always be very honest in change rooms after the game, very honest on the field with you. He'd point out what you need to improve at, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, some really good stories that came out from the boys last night and that I've read over the last 24 hours. Obviously, the Cronulla Sharks, they had a reunion last week that Paul Green was at. Obviously, played a number of years at the Cronulla Sharks, and a lot of those players, just reading the social media posts and stuff that they put up, yeah, just a great character, Paul Green, and, you know, 49 years old, very, very scary stuff. And, you know, just on that note, I'm sure we're all aware of, you know, reportedly how it's all played out and everything. And once again, guys, if you are struggling out there, reach out to someone. If you you know, reach out to a mate, send a text, make a call, whatever it might be. Do what you have to do. And if you've got no mates or anything, no, you know, no close mates, family that you can reach out to, you've got my Instagram page. Yeah, send a message in. We can talk a bit of footy. We can have a laugh. You got to all take care of each other as much as, you know, on social media, we throw a bit of stick around and everything. You never know what's going on with people, you know. So take care of each other. And if you need help, please do reach out. Reach out through the closest avenues to you. And if you can't find those avenues, you know, send my page a message and we can talk some footy, you know. But, yeah, Paul Green, I'm just going to go through his career because, once again, it is a career that, you know, I didn't realise how much he achieved, to be honest with you. I've sort of more so known him throughout my life as the coach more so than the player. I remember him, you know, obviously in the 2000s, he didn't play a heap of rugby league. I think from 01 to 04, I think he played probably 30-odd first grade games, had a lot of injuries, a lot of just got very unlucky in that period. But I was just reading through some of his numbers and listening to some of the stories, and I've sort of put it all onto a doc, just sort of go through his career and just talk about some of the things that stood out for me. He's playing for East up there in Brisbane. In 1993, he won the Rothmans Medal in Queensland, which, you know, they're player of the competition up there. So to win that, pretty damn good knock. Obviously, this is in 1993. Was going to come down to the New South Wales Rugby League, try his hand there. He came down with his coach, Johnny Lang, to the Sharks in 1994. And then in 1995, he wins the actual Rothmans Medal in the NRL, or the ARL as it was called then, New South Wales Rugby League, whatever it was called at that period. So to go from the best player in Queensland Cup to essentially winning the equivalent of the Dally M Medal in 2 years, such an incredible rise, especially when you look at him and, you know, he wasn't the fastest halfback. He wasn't the biggest halfback. In fact, he was one of the smaller halfbacks. To be able to come down and make that transition, just unbelievable. And you know, that's the first memory that I sort of had. Whenever I think of him as a player, I always picture, that's one of my favourite halves pairing. It's him and Mitch Healy, you know, two really small guys, but both tough as nails, reasonably quick as well. Just two really entertaining guys, him and Mitch Healy. So to go from Rothmans Medal, best player in Queensland Cup in 93, and then by 95 to have the Rothmans Medal of the NRL, ARL, whatever it was, around your neck, just, fuck, it's impressive. Very impressive. He played 95 games for the Sharks between 94 and 98 with a pretty impressive click, 62% win rate. Then moved to the North Queensland Cowboys for season 99 and 2000. So obviously his time at the Sharks, it's sort of split because he played Super League smack in the middle of. We know how much of a fucking shit fight that was. Obviously, the Sharkies, they went on to feature in the grand final of the Super League against this stacked Brisbane Broncos team who Greeny would go on to play for later. Moves to the Cowboys, 99-2000, plays 35-odd games there. Then he moves to the Roosters, and you know, it's a fantastic time to be in the Chooks. They featured in the 2000 grand final. Greeny arrived in 2001, plays halfback for the vast majority of the season. Back end of that season, they start to shift Craig Wing into that role, but I think they lose the semi-final to the Newcastle Knights. I think they got slapped at Marathon Stadium. I think Joey put on an absolute show. Obviously, he went on to win the comp a couple of weeks later in 01. They return in the 02 preseason, and I think it's sort of Craig Wing and Paul Green that are sort of fighting out for this seven jersey once again. Craig Wing being the new hotshot, you know, coming into this team, very talented, very, very popular. And then you've got Paul Green, more so the experienced campaigner. And I believe Paul Green had won the jersey to start the season. The 02 season started with the Sydney Roosters taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And, of course, the Rabbitohs return to the NRL. So a pretty huge occasion there at the SFS. And he gets injured in that game, and it rules him out for the entire season. And that's how Craig Wing eventually wins the seven jersey. And, you know, we all know how the 2002 season finishes. They go on to win the premiership that year with Craig Wing at halfback. Scores a brilliant try in the grand final, runs a great short ball off Brad Fittler. And, you know, I always look at guys like Ryan Cross, and I look at Paul Green as well, who were injured. I think Stephen Kearney might have been injured. David Kidwell was also injured from that team as well. So you see them sort of in the photos and everything, and you saw them walking around the field the other day at the reunion. And, you know, a tough pill to swallow for Paul Green, who had obviously played a lot of first grade at that point, had done a lot, had played Origin, had played for the Kangaroos, had done it all, but didn't get to win that premiership because of that injury in round one. So desperately unlucky there. But I thought it was interesting listening to Brian Fletcher talk last night And he spoke about how in 0-2 he was ruled out after game one. And, you know, Paul Green just took it upon himself to be the head of socials. You know, he would organise every event. They'd come off the field and he'd have it organised, where they were going for beers, what they were doing. And, you know, just found a way to lead this team, even though he couldn't do it on the field, couldn't be a part of what was happening on the field. He made sure he took care of what he could off the field and just played his role. And, yeah, it was really good hearing Fletch tell those stories about off the field, just how important Paul Green was to this side. He then moves to the Parramatta Eels for 2003, has a facial injury, only plays about seven games. Hindy talked about it last night on there. And then he moves to the Broncos in 2004. So 3 years in a row, he played with three different members of the panel of Matty Johns' show, which is pretty crazy. Only played a handful of games at the Broncos there. Finishes NRL career with 162 NRL games. Fucking good knock. 10 origins, three of them were in Super League in 97, and then three games for Australia in the Super League in 97 as well. So a Rothmans medal, 162 first grade games, a couple of just terrible injuries at the back end of his career. I mean, if you take away those injuries, he would have absolutely shit in to play 200 first-grade games, had a Rothmans medal. Pretty damn impressive for a guy who, you know, he could probably walk past Paul Green on the street and not even realise that he'd ever played rugby league, let alone played on the biggest stages and played for the Kangaroos, Queensland Maroons, won a Rothmans medal. Pretty fucking impressive. Incredible stuff. Then, of course, he went into coaching. Now, I don't know too much about the space between when he finished playing in the NRL and then he got to the Cowboys, but it sounds like he went up to the Wynnum Seagulls, and that's where I believe he actually coached Kempe as well, so I'm really interested to talk to Kempe. I believe they started that season pretty bang average. They weren't doing too well. Then he managed to turn them around. I believe they beat the Redcliffe Dolphins in the grand final there, and that sort of set Greeny up for a career in the NRL a couple of years later. He arrives at the Cowboys. They're a team with a squad that can win it. They'd got unlucky a couple of years. Do you remember that period where the Cowboys just seemed to every single year get to the finals and something happened, there'd be a seven tackle, there'd be the hand of God, there'd just be something every single year, a forward pass. And I think it was a forward pass that in 2014, and you know, I think they were playing the Roosters, I think it was the SFS, I might have my locations and stuff wrong, but I know they lost 31-30 and it was controversial. Everyone was calling it, you know, a robbery, that was bullshit. And Matty Johns told it perfectly last night on his show. He said that he came into the press conference and all the media just sort of went, here we go. He's going to bitch and whine about this. He's going to have a sook. He's going to complain about the refs. This will be great for us. And he sort of said, look, we didn't come out of the gates properly tonight. We didn't play well enough at the start of the game to be competing in the back end. And could you imagine just, is there a better way to pop a balloon like that? That could have been a huge thing. I mean, could you imagine some of the coaches nowadays, if they knew that they were going to walk in there and the media was going to give them an excuse as to why they lost, they would take it in a heartbeat. But that's the sort of character Paul Green was. And, you know, it set them up. That was in 2014. They come back in 2015, and that's the attitude. No excuses. Fucking deal with it and get the job done. They come back in 2015, and it's a pretty shit start for the Cowboys. I think they lost their first three games of the season, and two of them were at home in North Queensland. So coming off a semi-final with a heap of hope, you got the best player in rugby league at that point, arguably, Jonathan Thurston, if not the best, top three. He was in incredible form at that time. They lose their first three in a row. They then manage to turn it around, and it all sort of stabilises. But I think the other thing that people forget is that Cowboys side, I believe of their last six regular season games, they only won two of them. So they weren't coming into that final series with a great record, and then all of a sudden they just turn it on. Paul Green gets the very best out of every single player playing for the North Queensland Cowboys during that period, and then of course we get to the grand final, that unbelievable scene. I think it's the moment that I know I'll always remember Paul Green for, celebrating after Thurston hit that field goal, just the best fucking scenes you could ever imagine. I remember where I was sitting. He was about 30 rows behind me, and I didn't get to see it live, him celebrating and everything, but it's something that whenever you see the replays, it is just etched into your memory, those emotions. Obviously, you had Thurston on the field with all the boys, but then you had those emotions that were up there in that grandstand, and it obviously came off the back of the Cowboys being very unlucky for a number of years before that. But I just thought that story that Matty Johns told last night about the 2014 Cowboys losing in a controversial one, that they were robbed in, that everyone said they were robbed in, he just came in and said, we weren't good enough for the entire game, we didn't start well enough to compete in that game, and just thought it really summed up the sort of guy that he was. Obviously, left the Cowboys eventually. And then last year got the spot as the head coach of the Queensland Maroons. And look, I said from the moment Paul Graham was named that I thought he was a scapegoat. Obviously, 2020, Wayne Bennett did an unbelievable job, just did Mission Impossible to win it for the Queensland Maroons. And then they came back the year after. New South Wales were absolutely stacked, and he was given a really tough job. And I sort of always thought he was a bit of a scapegoat, to be honest with you. So I hate the fact that that's Paul Green's last ever coaching experience. I absolutely fucking hate it, because obviously New South Wales put on two big scores in Game 1 and Game 2, but he did get the W in Game 3, so it did finish with a silver line there. But I do feel like he was put in a really tough and a really uncomfortable position in 2021. You're obviously going to take those opportunities whenever they come to you. You have to, and you have to try and do your best for them, which Paul obviously did. But I did feel sorry for him that entire series, and I just feel like the plan was always to shift Billy Slater into that role, but it didn't really make sense to do it after just the Mission Impossible year where Wayne Bennett pulls something out of his ass like Wayne Bennett does. So I did feel really sorry for Paul Green. I said that on the podcast. I sort of said all that entire series that I'm not sure if he's the exact right guy, but I think the right guy probably isn't ready for it just yet, and I think that has been proven to be Billy Slater. So unfortunately, his coaching career did finish in that fashion, but I mean, it's 2015 we're always going to remember, isn't it? Just an unbelievable grand final, and credit to him. You know, some of the decisions he made, you know, shifting Jonathan Thurston around the position he was playing, making Taumalolo, you know, a full-timer in that team, getting the very best out of him. Unbelievable stuff. So Paul Green, very sad news in rugby league over the last 24 hours. As we said, guys, if you are struggling, reach out to someone, mate, family, whoever it might be. Send a message to my Instagram, whatever it might be. Yeah, very sad day for rugby league, but I thought it was a good opportunity to reflect on Paul Green. A guy that I probably, if you would have said to me last week, tell me about the career of Paul Green, I probably could have told you half this stuff, and I would have thought, oh yeah, I know his career pretty well. But to be able to sit back and reflect on it, watch some old highlights, listen to some stories from guys that actually took the field with him, yeah, bit of a somber one. I don't know. Sort of lost for words, to be honest with you guys. But yeah, it's been great to hear those stories. A terrible story, obviously, and we do wish his family all the very best. We've got the Cowboys and the Roosters playing each other this week, which is just crazy how rugby league ends up sometimes. If I just say to you who are the two, probably like three teams that I think of when I think Paul Green, Cowboys are one of them. The Cronulla Sharks, definitely one of them. Then I'd probably have the Roosters as well. So for two of his former clubs to be playing each other this week at the SCG, which is probably for most of us the last time we saw Paul Green walking around the SCG at the Roosters v Warriors game a couple of weeks ago at the reunion of the 2002 Grand Final side. So pretty crazy stuff. We do, you know, send all of our condolences, thoughts and prayers to the Green family at this very, very difficult time, and hopefully rugby league can come together, and hopefully it can also push some tough conversations for people that might be holding them back, because that's the sort of resolution we do want to come off the back of these terrible events. But rest in peace to Paul Green. Had a lasting impact on rugby league, and more importantly had a lasting impact on Queensland rugby league. What he did for the Maroons when he represented them, and what he did in particular for the North Queensland Cowboys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Winning their first ever premiership. The Cowboys, they will win more premierships in the future, but they'll only ever win it for the first time once. And Paul Green, he was the guy that led the charge to that premiership.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.